welcome to the Life and Student Ministry Podcast.
Welcome to the Life and Student Ministry Podcast. I'm Tim Schmoyer, and I'm talking with Chad Daniels about a DVD curriculum series that he produces called Youth Bites. How are you doing, Chad?
Doing good, Tim. Thanks.
Good. Man, there is a lot of DVD curriculums going on out there, and I watched this Youth Bites DVD last night, and this one is definitely unique from all the other ones that I've seen and I've watched so far. It seems like you guys are really trying to be intentional about addressing a problem in youth ministry that you guys see. Is there what is that problem that you guys are seeing, and how is Youth Bites addressing that?
Well, Tim, one of the things, you know, I've been doing this for 20 years, and you know, youth pastors and people who work in youth are really my heroes and always have been. And I think anybody who's involved in it has a very specific call from God. And I hear from youth pastors all the time from around the world and say, you know, we don't have any of the multimedia tools that are available to deal with specific topics. There's a lot of things out there that are general. And I talked about doing this with a number of people for years, and I said, hey, what if we came up with something that was specific, that was funny, that was international in scope, and we just addressed issues in a light manner, but yet really went after? And they said, that would be great.
Yeah.
And so that was one of the driving reasons why we produce Youth Bites, because there's a generation lives out there, Tim, that has everything to live with but nothing to live for. And to me, the gospel, you know, can be palatable in any culture, in any age group, and it's just a matter of being willing to smash the method that we've been taught to operate in and allow the message to maintain consistent ability to change a person's heart. And that takes some courage, and I think there's a lot of youth pastors out there today who are kind of stuck in this rut. Number one, they have a pastor maybe who doesn't appreciate youth ministry. Maybe they don't have the budget or have the finances to really do some of the things they would like to do. And that's one of the reasons that we started doing this, was just to be an asset to a youth pastor or a youth worker, say, hey, here's something crazy, something that's multimedia you can use to communicate the truth.
Yeah, it, you definitely look like you're having fun doing it, too. There's no doubt about that, man. You're a pretty crazy, wild guy. Looks like you're fit perfectly for this. I see a couple things on youthbites.org, which is where this curriculum is at, about church being boring, or kids thinking church is boring. Is that part of it, that you guys are trying to make it more entertaining?
Well, no, it doesn't have to do with entertaining. You have to remember this. Jeremiah 6 says that we should remember the old paths and walk in them. And a lot of times, Tim, I feel like a dinosaur sometimes, because I truly believe in the old path. The only difference between me and somebody of a different generation is I'm on the old path, but I've got a pair of Nikes on, an iPod in my hand, and a Mac in my backpack behind me. And it's not necessarily about entertaining. Like I said in the beginning, as the method, sometimes you have to scrap the method that we've been used and been taught to use to reach a generation, and allow that message of Christ, which is applicable to any generation and any culture, which is, number one, that God loves them. Number two, that the gospel is relevant and the gospel has impact in their life. Now, whether I dress up like a clown and juggle chainsaws, or I stand up there in a tuxedo and a tie, the message still has relevance. And so I'm not looking to entertain anybody, but I do realize in a media-based culture where you have young people who can process massive amounts of information right now just from their eyes because of the games and the television and everything, you've got to get them the message quickly, and you've got to get them in a way that they can understand. I can't tell you how many young people I've said, you know, doing some of the other things is like watching paint dry. And it's not that I'm trying necessarily to engage them from a cerebral level, but I realize that because they have been trained, you know, to operate that way, I'm just going to go ahead and meet them where they're at.
Yeah. Yeah, it was really professionally done. I was actually pretty impressed. I guess I probably should admit this, but when I first popped it into my computer to watch it, I was kind of expecting just some typical iMovie type of stuff. But that was definitely more of like an MTV production quality there. I was definitely very impressed with all that you guys do. I mentioned you have a lot of fun. You have a lot of energy when you teach God's Word through these videos. What are some tips and ideas that you could give to like people like me and other youth workers who really, really try to engage kids in God's Word? We have a heart for teaching the kids. What are some advice that you could give us, just based on the training and experience that you obviously have?
Well, Tim, you know, media is just a very small part of what we do. When it gets down to it, I like what you said on your video blog the other day on your site. You were talking about the Spirit of God convicting you about certain things that we weren't being used. And I started thinking about that, and it goes back to my whole creed or what my ethos is for doing youth ministry. And the first thing is this, is you've got to remember that the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, is the Paracletus. He's the teacher. He's the one that's going to communicate right. the word that's in us to yeah. the kids. And so we've got to 100% lean on him and allow him to break the mold and to kick out the walls of that rut that we're in to reach young people. I mean, the way it worked 5 years ago, Tim, may not be the way it's working today.
Yeah.
We have to be willing to change with that. The second thing is prayer. I can't tell you how many youth pastors I've talked to, and they just tell me they're so busy with everything they've got going on, they lose that intimacy and that personal relationship they have with Jesus, which is the wellspring of life for them to communicate the truth of God to a young person.
Right.
I don't care how talented you are, Tim. I don't care how professional or what a great orator, orator you are. If you don't have a connection with the Spirit of God, and your relationship with Jesus isn't up to par, all you're going to be doing is getting up there just, you know, acting like a clown and juggling chainsaws, but there's no internal impact on the life of the kids you're talking to.
Right. Yeah, I really believe that if youth workers really believed in the power of prayer, and I think I said this in my video too, that we would...
Yep, you did.
Yeah, we would spend a whole lot more time praying and seeking the Lord than we do searching Google for the next best idea and the next thing that we could do, you know, just
listen,
seek God's...
God, there's nothing new under the sun. Listen, we realize that every message has been preached, but the thing is I can preach about King David... I can preach about David and Goliath 100 times, and each time it's going to be different because I've allowed the Spirit of God to once again rip back that layer and show me something deeper, a deeper revelation. And to me, when the kids say, oh, you're preaching this again, I said, listen to me. You got to realize is that this is going to hit you differently than it did when you heard it a year ago, 2 years ago. Why?
Yeah.
Because it's a constant revelation, because there's no way that you and I can ever understand who God is and what he wants to do with these kids unless we first know him and first know what his plan is. You know, the other thing, too, Tim, is I always tell people, watch your personal life. This is another issue that comes up even overseas in the pastors that I deal with in Africa and India. I said, you've got to watch your personal life, and because kids watch you. They don't just listen to what you say. They watch how you act. And if you understand the principles of communication, communication is 70% nonverbal. They watch body language. They watch the way you stand. They watch the way you respond to them. But they're also watching, are you all blow and no show? Or are you one of these guys who you say it, but you also live it behind the scenes? And
right.
I've seen many guys fail in just the respect level that they've tried to build with these kids over the years. And one silly thing they've done, it may have been well-intentioned, but if it just brought up a whole lot of questions, then maybe he lost a lot of input into the kids' lives.
Yeah. One of the things that I think a lot of youth workers do that is really detrimental is we just kind of purchase a canned curriculum and we just teach it straight to the kids, and they're watching us and listening to us, and they're like, that obviously has no impact on your life. Why should it have an impact on mine?
No, it's true. That's exactly it. Because I could hire a monkey or I could get a parrot or a dolphin to get up there and teach you the greatest,
seriously.
The latest, greatest thing. But it doesn't matter because it's not about what you say. It's who you are. And it comes across. Listen, we sometimes don't give the kids enough credit and realize that they're very intuitive and a lot of them are very discerning. And they know if this is something you just pulled off the web or this is you're just rehashing somebody's sermon or is this some life that you've gotten a hold of and you're trying to communicate it to them.
Yeah, like when I teach about prayer, and I tell you, guys, you got to have a prayer life. You got to be talking to the Lord. You know, you got to be communicating with him. And but I'm not doing that myself. I'm just teaching fluff. You know, it's really got to be something that I can say, guys, I've done this in my own life. I know the impact it's made on me. Here, let me tell you, you know, if I'm teaching about, like, let's say evangelism, most pastors don't really have a whole lot of unsaved, or I'm trying to start calling them pre-saved, actually. You know, different mentality.
Yep, pre-saved.
Relationships in their lives. And so as a youth pastor, a pastor to start saying, you know, you guys need to be sharing your faith more and talking with people about the Lord and stuff. And then my question is like, well, are you doing it? You know, I doing it? And so I really think I need to apply it to my own life so that that the word is credible when I share it with the kids and not just being another, you know, Bible Sunday school lesson that they're reading from the quarterly, you know?
No, it's true, and I really believe that when we get up there and minister to kids, Tim, I mean, we're getting a whole lot out of the ministry that we're giving to them, and it's going to come back, and it's going to judge us and test us. I mean, there are times that I'll tell the kids, I said, look, and before I preach this message, I want to let you know that I'm about to get the fire beat out of me for preaching this to you as well, because I don't want to be a hypocrite.
Right.
You know, if I'm talking to you about prayer, then doggone it, I want to be able to be a man who can get on my knees and agree with you in prayer. Same thing with evangelism. You know, you've got to, you know, we always used to take the kids out. I would say, we're talking about evangelism, then we would give them tracks. I'd say, hey, man, let's go hit the bars. Let's go out. Let's go to the inner city. And let's put our faith and have some muscle movement behind it, or it's not any good.
Yeah. Well, I really like where Youth Bites is going, and I apologize. My first impression was like this was going to be another iMovie thing, but
no.
I was laughing. I actually watched one of the episodes twice. I'm not even kidding, just because I won't give it away, but yeah, there's a couple of really funny spots in there, and it was very, very well done. Do you mind just giving us, just briefly, just describing what it is for people who maybe haven't heard of it before?
Yeah, Sam, you know, Youth Bites is a culmination of 20 years of me traveling the world and doing video work. I've been in video since I was 12, just doing cartoons and stuff. And obviously when you come to know Jesus, everything that you're doing, you know, you want to do it for him. And we just came together, Baron and myself, and said, you know, I've gotten so many requests from youth pastors. I said, let's create a tool that can not take the place of the youth pastor. This is what people understand. This is not to take place of your pulpit ministry, Tim, because you need to be up there. Every pastor needs to be up there communicating and identifying with the sheep. This is a resource that can go alongside of them, can give them that media edge, can show them just some funny, crazy stuff, and communicate a message in a way that they're probably not going to see or not going to want to do themselves. It's great for teenagers, individuals. It's great for parents, and it's great for pastors who, you know, how many young youth workers do you know who aren't full-time, Tim, who maybe have a secondary job, and everything they're trying to do, man, they're trying to get in there, they're trying to get a fresh word for the kids. They may not have the time. You know, Youth Bites is there. The curriculum's there to where if they want to address a certain topic and they need to show something to kind of supplement what they're talking about, hey, it's right there for them. I'm in no way trying to take the place of the role of the youth pastor. It's an accessory. It's like, hey, here's another bullet in your gun to help you do your job. And that's the heart of what we do. And we deal with all kind of different topics. You know, we're about to kick into season two, dealing with some more intimate issues concerning homosexuality, concerning sexuality, concerning suicide. And so we really want to address them where they are and let them realize that there is a tool out there that can help them maybe tackle these issues and maybe lighten it up a little bit so it isn't just so hard hitting.
Yeah, one of the things I really appreciated about it is that it's real flexible. You guys have like a 1 minute video clip I can just use as like an illustration. You got like a 3 minute clip, a 6 minute clip, like a 12 minute clip, and a half hour clip. All
a
of the same
show.
Lesson.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
you know,
like,
what's great about that, Tim? Listen, the reason I did it like that is because I used to teach Bible at a Christian school in Louisiana, and there were times that I would have, you know, another teacher would be absent, and I'd have 50 kids in the class. And I was like, holy moly. So I would look for a video, not like, you know, back in the day we had Blaine Bartell, we had Fire by Night and some of this. I was looking for something to put in, but I realized, wait a minute, man, I want something that's going to really hit these kids hard. And so I just said, let's put the 30-minute in here, because you can never tell when you're going to have an opportunity and not going to be able to really preach or teach. You just need to keep the kids calm and hit them, and this will do it, man.
It's like dumping them in front of VeggieTales or something.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, this is a little strong in the VeggieTales, but yes, same kind of flow.
Definitely. and then inside the DVD case, there's some sheets that have ideas for icebreakers and summary of the videos and discussion questions and Bible verses and
The other thing is, I don't want to just give you a video. I wanted to give the person who's using it a way to make the video applicable to the kids. There's teaching notes. There's questions. You can watch it. You can say, you know, GJ, what was it like dressing up like Dracula and standing out on the interstate in California begging for blood?
Yeah.
And then you can tell, you know, so it engages the kids from what they've just seen. And then anybody who even has a remote heart to do anything ministry-wise could then take those notes and systematically run through and communicate the truth of the gospel with the kids in a lighthearted but serious way.
Yeah. I use YouTube videos a lot in my teaching, and I just kind of rip them off there and embed them in my presentation or Berm DVD or whatever I need to do. But this is definitely much higher quality than all that stuff. But what I do notice is that when I do show like the YouTube clips or a short video clip as an illustration with my lesson, everyone who maybe wasn't paying attention or was doing something else, they sit forward and they'll pay attention. And everyone shuts up like immediately when that video starts playing, because you're right, like as much as maybe we don't like it, the kids are definitely hooked on media and video.
Dude,
and
it's a media planet, Tim. You're right.
Yeah.
And that kind of stuff can get them. And it really, all it is, Tim, is it's a lure. It's just like going fishing. If you're not catching anything with a topwater bait, use a spinner. And what that does is it engages them. If you can get them to hold still for 5 seconds, man, you've got them, and then you can incorporate the truth of the word.
Right. And I know both you and I, neither of us are saying that you need to use video in order to grab the attention of the kid. I mean, the Holy Spirit, like we said earlier, will work in their life and convict with or without video. But sometimes using media like video would really just grab their attention so that the Holy Spirit can start working, and that what you actually have to say will start sinking in, and they'll pay attention, and it'll make that visual connection. Not everyone is an auditory learner.
Correct.
And, you know, so some of us, like me, who like to see something done and then like to do it ourselves, that's a real practical way how we can do that in the classroom.
Tim, one thing with the Youth Bites is it's designed for spiritual formation. If you look at the package and the way we bring it through, we deal with topics dealing with sin, dealing with faith, dealing with friendships, and it's a package that if, let's just say anybody who has some friends, or they want to, in fact, I do it with my children, I do it with my kids, they bring kids over, they love going through it, because it lays out principles of salvation, principles of faith, week after week, in a creative, unique way, and they like coming just to watch the videos, they like the pizza and the whole bit, but at the end of the day, you're right, the Spirit of God is there, and we're able to communicate the truth, because without that word, there can't be any faith.
Yeah.
And that's what we've got to get in them, is the God's word inside of their heart.
Yeah. One thing that I thought at first when I was watching it that was going to be a criticism, I've kind of changed my mind on. But originally, the criticism was going to be that it ended with a clear challenge. But I wouldn't say there is any suggestions for personal application to specifically in a teenager's life. It was kind of, you know, run the race, and that was like the challenge. And then my question was like, okay, well, how? Like, what does that mean? What do I do? But so that was originally going to be a criticism. But now that I was thinking about it more, I actually kind of prefer that it ends that way, because now I can go into a discussion with the teenagers knowing who they are personally. I hopefully have built those relationships with them, and I know what's going on in life and in their lives, so I can pick up the discussion right where you left off on that video.
That was intentional. I do that on purpose because I realize that I'm not their pastor. I mean, I'm just a guy who comes alongside, because I leave a lot of it open, and that's why we have the questions, because you are the guy who loves the kids. You're the guy who wipes their nose. You're the one who has to deal with the parents. You're the one who has to deal with them week after week, and I'm just a sideline evangelistic voice there. When it comes down to it, you're the shepherd. You're the guy who has to lead them into Christ. You're the guy who disciples them. You're the guy who loves them, and I think some of that intimate stuff can only be done in a face-to-face scenario where they can have a touch and a feel relationship with a person who loves God, who in turn loves them.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you did that, man. Well, people who want to know more about this, they can go to youthbites.org, and you can download some video clips there and watch a whole bunch of – actually, you guys got a lot of video clips there. They're mostly the one-minute ones, though, right? Is that what I remember?
Yep, and we're putting up 6 minutes. You know, we've got over 40 clips, and we've got, you know, 20-plus 30-minute programs, and, you know, we start season 2 in January in the Philippines. We start shooting, and we try to produce 2 every month, and that just gives different topics, because it's so varied out there, and there's some real intense topics that we've had requests for that we're going to try to address and not make light of them, but make it a palatable form to where you're not hitting them with a hammer, you're kind of hitting them with a feather, because truth, whether it's a feather or a hammer, is still going to knock down the wall.
Yeah.
So to me, Tim, we have to be creative in approaching some of this stuff, you know, and try to get it to where they can understand it.
Yeah. So if anyone listening to this has some free time that they want to kill, go to youthbites.org. And, man, I was doing that the other day. I was just cracking up some of the video clips that you guys have there. And it's really a good way to pass some time in a spiritual way, of course, as you're being convicted by watching visually how the word works out in our daily life. I understand you guys are going to be at National Youth Workers Convention in Sacramento.
Yeah, we sure are in Sacramento. We're taking off. We're going to drive on up. Now, you'll be there, won't you?
Yeah, I'm going to be there, and I'm looking forward to meeting some of you guys and anyone else who maybe wants to stop by their booth, Youth Bites, there at the convention. Will you be at any of the other ones or just Sacramento?
No, I'm going to be in Pittsburgh as well.
Awesome. Excellent. So people want to meet
we've
you.
We've got two back-to-back, and we've got a little interesting stuff planned for the Halloween day there in Pittsburgh, so I'm sure we'll get some looks and some giggles.
Are you going to juggle some chainsaws out there?
You know, it's probably more along the lines of really just breaking down every religious wall anybody could have, and I'll just leave it at that.
Okay, sounds good. Well, I'll look forward to maybe finding that on your website later or something, but I'm only going to be in Sacramento, but those who are going to be in California or Pennsylvania at the Youth Specialties National Youth Workers Convention can look you guys up there and meet you and kind of find out more about your material there as well. So, well, thank you for your time, Chad.
Well, thank you, Tim. Thank you. Yeah. Hey, listen, I just want to say we love what you do. You know, it's at the site and it's great. And I really wish you'd have been around 20 years ago because back in the day, there really wasn't a lot of support for youth workers. You know, traditionally youth workers have been these guys who are part-time volunteers. The pastors don't pay them anything. It's kind of a stepchild ministry. A lot of people just get in it and then get out. They use it as a stepping stone.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm a lifer. I can tell that your heart is there. And most of the guys I know in the country who have really successful churches, at one time they were youth pastors. And their heart is still so for young people. And it's obvious in the success that they've had because they don't take themselves too seriously. And they realize it's not about them. It's about God. So, hey, our hat's off to you and everything that you're doing. And we love you and appreciate it.
Yeah, and I thank you guys very much for your partnership with me and making the youth ministry mentorship program really take off. And I forwarded you guys some stories, but, man, the way God is blessing that and put this team together is just blown me away. And some of the stories that are coming through as a result already, we're only like 2 weeks into this thing. It's just incredible. And it wouldn't happen without you guys supporting me and the Life and Student Ministry and all these new youth workers and the mentors that are working with them now. It's just incredible. So thank you guys,
too. Well, Tim, anything we can help you do, like I said, our heart is so to reach a generation. Our heart is to partner with guys like you who we know have inroads to a generation. And so, hey, our hat's off to you, brother. We got you in prayer, man.
All right. Well, thank you very much. And again, for your time. And I'll kind of just pray for you real quick.
Go ahead.
Take off. Lord, thank you so much for Chad and the ministry that you're using him for in Youth Bites and putting these DVDs together to teach your word to teenagers. God, it's just real exciting, and we're just really expecting you to do some really wonderful things, some huge things in changing kids' lives as a result of this ministry and this resource to youth leaders and to teenagers. Lord, I pray that your Holy Spirit would be working when students and adults alike watch these videos and as they illustrate your word and your truth in very practical, easy-to-understand ways. And God, so I just really look forward to seeing how you're going to be using them. And thank you so much for them and their time in the ministry and the skills and talents that you've given them as well that make such professional videos when most Christian media usually low budget and looks kind of lame. So we're thankful for Youth Bites doing such a great, professional, admirable job with this. So in your name we pray. Amen.
Thanks for listening to the Life and Student Ministry Podcast. Visit us on the web at www.lifeandstudentministry.com.